From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A powerful aftershock rocked the capital of Haiti a little more than a week after the initial tremor killed tens of thousands of people and just about destroyed Port-au-Prince. The U.S. Geological Survey says today's tremor's magnitude was 5.9. Buildings fell down. Terrified people ran into the streets. The Pentagon is sending another 2,200 Marines to help with relief efforts in Haiti. That would double the number of Marines already on the ground there and offshore. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
The 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit set sail 2 days ago from Norfolk, Virginia, for the Persian Gulf. Now those Marines have been diverted to Haiti, Pentagon officials say, because of the continuing humanitarian crisis following last week's massive earthquake. There's no word on when they'll arrive. Another Marine contingent already has set up operations west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and are expected to send some 800 Marines ashore in the coming days. Besides those two Marine units, soldiers from the 82nd Airborne Division are continuing to flow into Haiti to provide food and water to survivors. As a result of the added Marine unit, the total U.S. ground force in Haiti will now swell to more than 7,000. Tom Bowman, NPR News, the Pentagon.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the Senate won't take action on a major health care overhaul bill until Massachusetts' new senator takes his seat. Massachusetts voters elected Republican Scott Brown yesterday to fill the seat of the late Democrat Ted Kennedy. Brown campaigned against the pending health care legislation, which Kennedy had championed. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has cleared the way for two prominent Muslim scholars to return to the United States. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
A State Department spokesman says that Secretary Clinton signed orders paving the way for the two men to apply to get U.S. visas. They are Tariq Ramadan of Oxford University and Adam Habib of the University of Johannesburg. The American Civil Liberties Union called it a major victory. Ramadan had been barred from the U.S. because of money he gave to a Swiss-based charity, which the U.S. says has ties to terrorism. His visa was revoked in 2004, just before he was to begin teaching at Notre Dame. He blamed the Bush administration for keeping him out because he was critical of the war in Iraq. Ramadan is now quoted as saying the Obama administration has shown a willingness to reopen the U.S. and to permit debate. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Southern California are asking people to leave their homes to avoid flooding and mudslides. Storms this week have poured a lot of water on areas that lost trees and shrubs to huge wildfires last year. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies are knocking on doors in an effort to get people to leave. The National Weather Service is predicting a new storm this week that could bring powerful wind and rain to the region. On Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 119 points at 10,605. You're listening to NPR News. The New York Times has decided its readers should pay to read content online starting next year. The move comes as industry leaders are rethinking how the news business is structured. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
The New York Times only revealed the broad outlines of the plan on Wednesday. Readers would be able to view several articles each month for free, though the precise number hasn't been announced yet. Past that, people would have to pay a flat monthly fee. Subscribers to the print edition would continue to get access for free. Top officials at the New York Times and their counterparts elsewhere have struggled with this very issue for the past year. Yet, the Times hesitated. Two earlier limited experiments with paywalls were scrapped, and some editors and columnists have been concerned about limiting the influence and reach of the Times' website, which is one of the nation's leading online destinations for news. Times executives say they are taking the next year to perfect the model. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The president's nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration has pulled his name from consideration. Errol Souther says he doesn't want to be a distraction. He'd been blocked by South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint, but Souther's also misled senators over an incident that occurred 20 years ago. He admitted that he investigated the boyfriend of his estranged wife at the time and gave senators incorrect information about the matter. The Justice Department says the FBI illegally got information on people for years using certain informational tools. The Justice Department's Inspector General released a report today showing how the FBI got hold of phone records using informal methods such as email and phone calls. The report says this practice ended while President Bush was in office. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.